Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Joanne. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning, especially if it's your first time. And I'd like to read you from the Daily Word, Sunday, May 6th, Helping Others. I am grateful today for every opportunity to be of service to others. Again and again in his earthly ministry, Jesus called us to have faith, the faith of a child. Faith is small as a mustard seed. We may assume that it's only with enough faith that we can do the work that is ours to do. Today I recognize that quite the opposite is true. By reaching out, extending love, and helping others in their human experiences, my faith grows. Belief becomes easy when I can clearly see the spiritual power my actions take, create. My choice then is not a blind faith, but a perceptive faith. I recognize the good I can create in the world, and I strengthen my faith through the actions I choose. And from Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Now, if you remain seated well, you see surely the presence in the front of your hymnal.
Oh.
Good morning, Mr. Dicker. Nice haircut.
What's the matter?
Oh, you know, when you part with that long hair, the whole thing is sore.
Sore?
I'm going
tomorrow, so they can look at and take care of it. Didn't get infected, did it?
Huh?
They can get infected.
I don't know.
Hi, gorgeous.
Oh, what's your name, Mrs. Steed?
I met him and you.
Hi, gorgeous. How are you doing?
Hi, gorgeous.
Yes, good morning, Sherry. How are you doing?
Hello.
She'll take a look at it. Right, okay. Yeah, I won't put it in if it doesn't feel good, but I wonder if there's something still in there.
You know, it's better on the hair really pushes up into the gum.
I'll get tomorrow because you have an appointment here. We can see what's going on.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I'm sorry,
just a sex woman.
Okay, time for announcements. Our regularly scheduled activities are located with calendar hanging in the hallway downstairs. And we have Mother's Day breakfast next week. Sorry, I can't make that in.
Do we have any special requests for Mother's Day meals?
Ladies?
Okay. Gruel it is.
Scrambled eggs with salsa.
With what?
Salsa.
Salsa. Scrambled eggs, salsa. I think we can probably do that.
Corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash. Start writing these down.
I'm sorry, you asked
now. Beyond my skill level.
No, it's beyond your skillet level.
And the coffee rest stop is the last Saturday of the month, the 26th. We need cookies. Maybe even enough coffee. Just need cookies now. On our side, trying to rustle up some bodies on the second day from the senior center. I'm not rustling very easily. All right. And how about Tuesday morning? Are you guys still meeting?
We still are sporadically, unless everybody's got something else.
Tuesday, if you're of the ilk, is our first Unity kayaking outing to Silver Lake. So
yes.
Bring your kayaks, let's go.
And we have, you said that you had a friend who had other ones?
Yes. We have extra kayaks. They'd like to sell them.
Right.
They could probably bring them.
And what are they going for?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you. Okay, any other announcements? That's it. Okay. All right, let's all join together for the Unity Statement in the program. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Please stand for the Song of Joy, page 21. Western material progress. And here are some of his sayings. His absolute was a person's own higher self. To labor for the benefit of humanity was the noblest endeavor. Arise, awake, and do not stop until the goal is reached. You have to grow from the inside out. None can teach you, none can make you spiritual. There is no other teacher but your own soul. We are what our thoughts have made us. So take care about what you think. Words are secondary. Thoughts live. They travel far. Condemn none. If you can stretch out a helping hand, do so. If you cannot, hold your hands, bless your brothers, and let them go their own way. The will is not free. It is a phenomenon bound by cause and effect. But there is something behind the will which is free. Okay, you'll all join me in the affirmations in your program. Oh, after the meditation song, we'll do that, which is page 201. Experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. So we are privileged to have a different speaker every Sunday. This particular Sunday, it's Daria. And she likes to sing the Lord's Prayer for us. So she's going to sing the Lord's Prayer. You can either sing along with it or just close your eyes and listen. And then we'll do the Alleluia together. And then she will share her wisdom with us, which is infinite.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, it's wrapped. Each one is wrapped up. Sometimes let it down. Let my hair down. Okay. So, we do this prayer that is part of expanding our Christ consciousness. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our day. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom. Is light. because that is what we are ever looking at, growing and growing, to help shine a different perspective or view on the drama that we experience in this life of being spirits having a human experience, right?
Right.
We are looking at fight and flight sometimes just keeps us on a dramatic seesaw that I liken it into watching reruns of Groundhog Day. Like they may change the names, they may change the languages, they may change the country, they may change the characters, the protagonists and the antagonists. But the plot keeps sounding the same way. It keeps sounding like we are repeating ourselves. We find ourselves outside the view that we are all one body, that we are all one family. And we separate in our thinking, which gives us, what, wrong thinking or errors in thought. And there are certain things that we can only do to one another if we have that error in thought. Only could I do that to my sister, my brother, my cousin, my mother, my child, if I consider them as the other and separate from me. I could only poison the sea if I saw myself as not dependent on it in the circle of life. I could only toxify the air if I saw myself and my future generations as separate from this circle of life. I could only think in short terms if I saw the next family or the next neighborhood or the next country or the next generation as separate from the life that we are all living. So this seesaw, sometimes in the name of fear that you are going to harm me, then I am now entitled to what? Strike against you, right? The drama of fight and flight on the lower levels. There's sometimes that we fight for freedom and we fight for humanity. I mean real freedom, real humanity, not the cover story. Not freedom as the cover story, not freedom as the propaganda. But if we fight, if a slave is fleeing slavery, then that movement is not just for the self, but that movement is for the transformation of the human drama. If a woman who is abused takes flight from her abuser, then that is not just for her survival, but it is for what? It is for transformation of the human drama. Now, with all of the gifts that Yeshua ben Joseph, also known as Jesus the Christ, had, there are many who would say, why didn't he just come down off the cross? Why did he not flee or fight? The third thing, light. Because 30 some years ago, when Spirit first showed me this connection and this third thing, it was about shining the light on the drama through our own thinking and our own actions. Not just for self, but for the larger hoop. You know, we keep making this circle bigger and bigger as to who's in it. So that I can, my neighbor, is beyond the person next door. So that my neighbor is the next nation. So that my neighbor is the next tribe. So that my neighbor is everyone. Bigger and bigger. And as that light expands within us, we're able to do that. So he doesn't come down because it had been prophesied that this would occur and that this was part of the prophecy that he'd be betrayed and that he experienced the physical death. Now, this story, as I mentioned, Easter, of resurrection, death and resurrection, exists in many cultures across the world. To help us understand, again, in this transformation of the human drama, that it is beyond, we exist beyond our physical selves. That we are spirits having that human experience, that our soul is our teacher. That we are here to unfold what is within us, that light that is within us. And the more we unfold it, the more it saves us and is part of the redemption of the world. Because we can get healed and we can get to zero and we can have a new beginning like we did at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then we can do the same thing that a person does that has lung cancer and then they pick up the next cigarette after they're cured. We can get up off the healing table of humanity and decide, free at last, new slate. And we can create the next challenge. We can go back to the old drama, or we can write a new story. So with fight, flight, and light, we want to get off that seesaw. Get underneath the seesaw, bring it up to an even level, and raise. We want to experience, you want some drama, let's experience the drama of raising that consciousness. It's exciting. Some people think that peace is boring until you realize that you've got to be dealing with the drama within yourself in order to do that. So when we sing the Lord's Prayer, we're talking about raising that consciousness within ourselves. When we sing our peace song at the end, when we all stand in a circle, we're saying we are a family. We're saying we're one. We're saying that we partake in our thought of the body of Christ consciousness. That we do this in remembrance of who we are, in remembrance of who Jesus was, and who we are in connection to him and others who teach this presence, who live this presence. So we are agreeing to play an important part in that drama of raising that consciousness and writing it as a new story. And this is why in Luke, we had Luke 6, I think chapter 6, verse 38 in the Daily Word today, where it says, give generously, be of service, be grateful, and you will be, brought all this in good measure. As you have given it, it will be given unto you. So, if I am in service, and I am able to practice forgiveness, even for those who have mistreated me, abused me, molested me. They didn't say lay down and let them jump all over you. But when he says, turn the other cheek, he's not saying lay down, let everybody walk all over you. This is spiritual jujitsu. Spiritual jujitsu. It's saying, I, as a person who may look oppressed, I, as a person who you may think is disinherited, I, as a person who maybe have some scars and battle wounds, I, as a person who am not perhaps wealthy, but am practicing to be in right action with the whole and practicing to be a holy being. I am saying that I am going to use my God connection to shine light on me, you, this situation, and expand from my God self into this physical world to change this human drama into something that is a new story. That's what he's saying. He says, oh, so if he should take your shirt, give him your coat. Because in the moment that you give him your coat, he's befuddled. He's already lost. Because the drama, the line, the next line is, I take your shirt, you hit me, you take my shirt. So the whole saying, Gandhi knew it, Martin Luther King knew it, Jesus knew it, Mary Magdalene knew it, Mother Teresa knew it, many great chiefs knew it, an eye for an eye. What leaves the whole world blind?
That's right.
So though you may have the moral right to take an eye when an eye has been taken from you. Because in Islam, that's one of the things, if you want to write something in Islam, you have two ways of looking at it. One is you can try to do the eye for an eye thing, or you can allow for spiritual justice to take place. What goes around comes around. You can allow for, as God said, vengeance is mine. You can allow for, as some people believe, the action of cause and effect, or karma. You can allow for that, or you can attempt to even it yourself. But when we attempt to even things ourselves, we are not precise. And if you are not precise, you took an eye and 3/4 because you had a bigger bomb. But it was an eye for an eye. So what do we got coming back? We have something coming back for the 3/4 that we took that was not precise. Are y'all asleep? Are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
I know, I just had to go test every now and see if you're awake. So when we are looking at this through the eyes of what we're being taught, it means we are expected to use something beyond common sense. My mother used to, she was a great believer in common sense. She said, that was so stupid, that was not even common sense. I said, Mom, the problem with common sense is it's not common.
Yeah.
Because common sense implies that there is an ordinary way of thinking about something in which we share in common. And that a person who had common sense would do it this way. Well, fight, flight, and light is telling us about extraordinary sense. It's telling us to be super conscious. Is telling us to raise the stakes in this drama. Jesus tells a story trying to explain this whole notion of the drama that we go through over and over. It's in Luke chapter 7. No, chapter 20. Chapter 20. And he's explaining that someone has a landowner, decides to lease his land to some laborers, and he goes off for a long trip. And as he's gone on this long trip, one of the things that's happened in these days when you're leasing your land is that you get a share of what comes out of crop. So at one point, he sends a servant to collect his share. And what do? The people who've been working the crop. What do? They kill him. He says, we'll get rid of him. And then we'll keep this for ourselves. Well, he sends another one later. And they say, oh, okay, we gotta do this again. They get rid of him. And this goes on and on until finally the landowner sends his son. And what do they, his son? And son is a metaphor for what? Son as an embodiment. Of himself, right? Son as an embodiment. If we're talking Jesus and God, we're talking embodiment of God, right? So he sends his son. And instead of saying, oh, here comes the son, we better straighten up and fly right. What do they say? Oh, now we're really going to be the inheritors. Because here's the heir. Let's get rid of him. And this is one very good example of the human, the old human drama, the one that we're transforming, the one we have the opportunity today to transform. Because when they kill him, that's the end of the story? No. It says no, but he's coming back, he's taking the land, and he will give it to others. Those who have carried out this part in the drama no longer deserve to be here. Do you hear? Have you seen this drama?
Oh, yeah.
So that's an example of what we've been doing. And so we have this beautiful earth, and we're learning, you know, we're talking about let's heal the earth. Let's heal ourselves, and then, you know, the earth is resilient. Let's heal ourselves. Let's correct our wrong thinking so that we can fulfill more of the right action. Let's just raise the stakes. Let's just raise the vibration and let that expand over and over and over so that when we are doing our forgiveness, we're no longer these days holding on to whoever did what to us when. Whether I was 3, whether I was 13, whether I was 30, whether it was yesterday, there's not a space for that. I have to have that process. Use the Lord's Prayer. Use a prayer of forgiveness if you want another one. Say that I will pray to release the suffering of anyone and everyone who is suffering from errors in thought and action. Say that I will pray to release the suffering of those who have persecuted any in thought or action. Say that I will pray to release the suffering of those who have witnessed. Because those who witness are affected too. That can be something that you connect to the whole world. And it can also be something that you connect to something very personal and private. Because when God speaks about our offerings, it's not like God needs money. As a matter of fact, one of my old teachers used to say, I don't know why people pray to God for money. God never had any. Money is something we made up. That in this prayer for ourselves and in our offerings, whether it be your financial offerings, whether it be burning incense, whether it be service, what we're doing with our offerings and in our transformation is we are getting closer and closer to our Christ consciousness, more and more of it unfolds. That's what we're doing with our offerings. It's not for that everybody, you know, in the spiritual realm needs all our offerings. It is our expression of what we are doing that expands our Christ consciousness. It's about that growth. That's what it's about. So that little old song that they sing in Sunday school, the one, This Little Light of Mine, you all know that song, right? Okay. Because in these gifts, we can be like a babe. We can be innocent in it. Every time we get a new way of thinking of something, every time we penetrate further, every time we get a reminder of something in our life, something we need to let go of, release, so that we are more fully in that consciousness. We don't carry it around anymore. Every time we do that, it's a new day. It's a new beginning. And each time we have a new beginning, we can mature more and more into that consciousness. We're all here, so it ain't over yet.
That's right.
It's not over till God says it's over. And that hasn't happened. So let's do our part. Let's sing that song. Okay. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You can do better than that. Okay. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Woo! And I tell you, when you let that light shine, don't be fooled that everybody's just gonna fall down your feet and say how pretty your light is. Because when you let that light shine into its full radiance and you have the full impact of that, and you know who you are and you're allowing your gifts to unfold, there are people who will see that as illegitimate. Who do you think you are?
Child of God.
Yeah, but who? Yes, yeah. Absolutely. But there are people who were thinking, as my mama said, they talked about Jesus, so who do you think you are? They can't talk about you. What makes you so special that people can't criticize you and talk about you and gossip about you? Because the high priest and the elder said to him, by what authority do you teach these things? By what authority do you do these things, these healings, these miracles, these messages? He's drawing a crowd, probably taking people out of temple, you know?
That's right.
So they're like checking the market out and going, what's up with that? By what authority do you say and do these things? He says, it's a trick. Well, was John baptized by heaven or by men? So he answers the question with a question. Knowing that there is a trick. And they realize, if we say he was baptized by men, we'll get stoned because people know that John is a prophet. And they recognize him as such. And if we say that he was baptized from heaven, then Jesus has the right to say that his Father in heaven sent him. So they just said to Jesus, I don't know. We don't know from whence he was baptized. So Jesus says, well, I can't tell you then by what authority I do or say these things. Go forth, everybody, because this is the Holy Spirit which gives you the spiritual authority. And no, everyone won't fall at your feet, but that's not the goal. The goal is what? Transforming the human drama from fight and flight into light. Make a new story. And so it is. It's through our meditation. Place your feet firmly on the floor. Be fully supported in your seat. Take three very deep breaths, each one from the core of the earth up into the height of the heavens. You as a pillar of light with the breath coming through. Breathe. Exhale with your mouth open. Second, inhale. Exhale. And as you do it the third time, little butterfly wings with the range of your energy field start fluttering about you. Inhale. Exhale. We sit here today, unfolding the fullness of the light of the Christ consciousness. Unfolding fully into who we are, with each breath that we take. And with each breath, we exhale, we radiate more and more of our presence into the world, bringing forth the world of good. We're choosing light. We're choosing to break through the old story, show us our part in the new story. Help us with the courage, the support, the allies, the resources, for whatever our part in this new story is. And with excitement, faith, and obedience, we accept and accommodate this vision. And we are grateful. As we put out into the world, in good measure, all that we are born to be. And in this circle of light, we hold hands with all of light. And so it is. Ashe, amen, alleluia.
I don't know about you, but that girl is a fire. For our morning offering. There are two containers, the silver one's for supporting our church and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive for the morning offering.
Thank you.
It's okay, Jen, we'll get it done.
No worries.
Yeah. Let's say the blessing of thanks together, found in your program. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. So it is. And if you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out your name or hold them quietly in your hearts.
Bob Randall.
Jack Safer. Patty Conway.
Bernie Morrow. Paul Dale. All the children.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's say our prayer protection together on the wall or on the back of your program. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. Let's form a circle and do our peace song. I'll be sending out an email this afternoon for a fundraiser. We know what we need. Contrast creates what you need. We want to have a digital signal going down to the TV downstairs. So our little special needs boy can be downstairs and his grandmother can actually participate in the service. And anybody else who can't make it upstairs for any reason, you can watch downstairs.